Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Troy Rank, our Fan Broncos insider, joins us now, courtesy of Tranny Law. We're trying to...
Brandon Marshall. Troy, is there any chance the Broncos would bring back Brandon Marshall in any form or fashion?
Yeah, I texted Brandon today. He would welcome a return. I mean, he's open to, he wants to be in the league, obviously, and he has a comfort level here. But in talking to multiple Broncos sources, it seems unlikely right now. It seems unlikely. I never say never because you just don't know how the waiver wire pans out and all that. But right now it would seem unlikely, I'm told, that that's not something they're ready to pursue.
So they're going to search the waiver wire first and put in a claim for someone, and if they don't get him, maybe then Brandon Marshall would be an option?
Yeah, I mean, they're still trying to figure out, Tommy, what's going on with Todd Davis. Like, his recovery's taken longer than they expected. It doesn't mean he's had a setback, because calf injuries are nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I always tell people, whatever you think you feel well with a calf injury, add on 2 weeks, because the recurrence of injury plus your Achilles can get compromised. It's a weird injury. But even if Todd Davis plays September 9th against the Raiders, he's going to be on a play count. He's not going to play every snap. He's just not. There's no way he plays, what, 30 snaps maybe? So they're going to keep an eye on it. They right now, Alexander Johnson would get significant playing time. He's played a lot. Justin Hollins, you guys talked about earlier, he's getting more comfortable inside. You know, he looks different because he's a taller guy, but he's adjusting, certainly a nickel. But yeah, it depends on how the waiver wire goes. They could circle back, but as of now, it's unlikely they would have a reunion with Marshall.
Hoagie, is Kevin Hogan going to be here?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. If Nick Mullins or Beathard were to come available by waiver wire, not trade, then I think no, that he would be out. You know, he's 33 for 65, four picks. I know some of it was vanilla offense and playing behind a, you know, a second, third string line. There were some extenuating factors, but he just couldn't separate. And even
separate from what? He was better than Rippon.
Yeah, but Rippon didn't even get significant snaps until the Rams came.
Yeah, but
who's he separating from?
Yeah, exactly.
The options that could be out there.
The guy that's not on the roster.
Paxton, who?
Paxton anyone? Lynch?
No, it wouldn't be Paxton. Then no chance.
Would it be Taylor Heinicke from Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, it's a guy like Heinicke, that guy.
Allen from the Rams?
Yeah, I don't know about Allen necessarily. But yeah, a guy that's played in that offense, that terminology. Mullins or Beathard make the most sense because they play for Scangarello. And Vic has said kind of on low key that, you know, when guys have been here for 6 months, they know us. And so Hogan has that advantage. He just didn't play very well. 33 for 65. He wasn't terribly accurate. And every time you think he was going to go on a roll, he had a bad mistake, a bad pass. But I think right now, as we sit here, I think he makes it. And they put, and they don't, they're trying to keep Drew Lock off that, you know, IR with, you know, where they bring him back after 8 weeks, because if they put him on that, he can't practice for 6 weeks. So they're working through that right now with Lock. So maybe Hogan only is your backup for 3 weeks. And that's what they're trying to kind of balance here is when would Lock be ready to be the backup? Is it 3 weeks? And if it is, then you keep Hogan.
You know, though, if he's here 3 weeks, you got to pay him $1 million. It's not my money, so what do I care? But it's $1 million.
Exactly, and that's an issue. That's why whenever it's a pick up this veteran and that veteran, some of these veterans are going to sign in week two. Tommy knows how this game gets played, because if you sign a veteran in week two, you don't guarantee their salary.
Right.
And that is always part of the equation. DMAC always follows the money, and that's correct. Yeah. Some of these veterans, everybody wants, they're not going to add, pay them, and then cut them 2 weeks later. That's just bad business.
Troy, why the delay in some of the other cuts? I know they have till 2 o'clock tomorrow. Is it they're deciding on players, or is it more trying to figure out some of the injuries that they're dealing with?
Some of it's the injuries. This year has been complicated because they have this whole mess of injuries where they're not season ending and they're not really 8 weeks. So, you know, what do you do with Riddick? What do you do with Jano? What do you do with Locke? What do you do with Jake Butt? Like, it's just an unusual amount of guys. I mean, you hate to say it, but most of them, they answer themselves, oh, it's season ending, or he's not going to be back for 3 months. Okay, put him on the IR. You know, they just in this kind of weird Neverland with some of these guys. And I think Jano will be on the active roster. I believe Joe Jones will start on the active roster, be inactive, obviously, the first couple weeks. Then it gets complicated with Drew Locke and Jake Butt. I mean, if I had to guess, they'd put Jake Butt on. He just goes on the IR. DeMonte Thomas ends up on the IR. But, yeah, that's part of it. The other part is you just flood. You put your guys, your cuts out the same time as everyone else, Tommy, because you flood the market, and it's harder for teams then. It becomes a race to get the practice squad guys. So you don't want to expose the guy out there that a team's like, oh, we like that guy. You're talking about 37 guys essentially being cut over the course of 48 hours times the number of teams in the league. So that's why you're trying to protect some of these guys so you make sure you get them back on your practice squad.
All right. There's one guy that we're all hoping becomes available, Troy. Who's available. And I'll tell everybody who it is next. That was Troy Rank, courtesy of Training Law. We love you, Troy. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Troy was waiting for the answer.
I know. He'll have to tune in.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.